everything, your entire life shifts when your relationship to the present moment shifts. Then the future, the so-called future, looks after itself, because what we call future is just is now. It comes out of now, the form. Jesus tried to get that. He tried, he said, look, why are you concerned about what's going on? Look at the flowers, how they live, how beautifully clothed they are. Look at the birds. They're not worried. They're not anxious. See how they live, free of problems, free of dilemma, not concerned about tomorrow. Learn how to live from nature, he said. Look at the birds and the flowers, see how they live. You can live like that too. And your beauty will be even greater than the beauty of the flower, which is very great. There's a beauty in you that is even greater. And that, all that emerges. And then all the things that you think you need, they will come to you. The morrow, in the old translation of the New Testament, it says, the morrow will take care of the things for itself. When you live in such a way, that comes first. It's so people get this wrong. They think, okay, the morrow will take care of everything. Not unless you live in alignment with now. Then your life unfolds. There is an intelligence that comes into your life through you, and out of that, that also affects the external circumstances of your life, and it even affects your life situation, the dilemma and the problems. Not that a certain amount of change will ever disappear. Things will come and things will leave you. Things will come into your life and things will dissolve. That must continue in the world of form. But that can unfold much more harmoniously when you live in alignment with is. And so that's our practice here. Many of you are already practicing. You try it out here. It requires alertness. It requires you to be alert to see what your relationship is to the present moment, at this moment. So you need a certain degree of alertness is needed.
Lesson 1, continued on disc 2.